So with that being said, let's read a verse and get into worship. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised. Do you see a theme here? Both now and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised. So together, let's worship him this morning. Won't you join me?
Your faithfulness, O God. You wrestle with the sinner's heart. You lead us by still waters and to mercy, and nothing can keep us apart.
Time, why not?
Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough for me.
Second chorus, your grace.
Your grace is enough.
Heaven reaching down to us.
Your grace is enough. For me, God, I see your grace is enough. I'm covered in your love. Your grace is enough for me. For me.
Thank you.
Send forth your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Then will I go to the altar of God, to God, my joy and my delight. I will praise you with the harp, O God, my God. Yes. I believe you're mine.
Nothing is impossible for you. You hold my world in your hands. Nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. You're my healer. I believe you are all I need. I believe you're my portion. I believe you're more than enough for me. Jesus, you're all I
need. Let him pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of joy. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call on the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If they've sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you will be healed. Prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. And then another verse from Philippians. Do not be anxious about anything. Can I get an amen? But in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Let's pray together. Lord, we come together in faith today, not only proclaiming that you are our healer, but you are God. You are everything to us. You are our Savior, the Lord of the universe, creator of heaven and earth. And we come in confidence, Lord, that the needs in our lives will certainly not go unmet. But because of your great love for us, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And today, Father, we find our dwelling there, in the fact that you loved us so much that you're not willing that any of us should perish. And as we allow the Holy Spirit now to come, as we invite the Holy Spirit to come, Lord, we pray that there would be no rooms that are limited to your visit in our lives. We pray, Lord, that we would unreservedly this morning welcome you into every aspect of our lives. Father, we confess to you any anxiety, any worry, any fear. Father, we confess to you our sin. You know, Lord, where we are, each of us personally, Father, and your Holy Spirit's been faithful. Welcome your conviction today, and we're learning to love to be corrected. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you today for being our healer. Lord, bless the offering as it is received in a few moments. May you be blessed, Lord, as we give. In Jesus' name, we pray these things.
You are all I need.
You may be seated as the ushers are coming around. I believe we have a video at this time.